Hello, we're calling from Local Splash. Hello, can you hear me? I'm sorry.
Yes.
Okay, I apologize. It's breaking up a little bit. Thank you for calling Local Splash. Can I have your first line again, please?
Yeah, Kevin Copeland.
All right, awesome. Let me go ahead and find the account. Actually, while I find the account, tell me, how can we help you today?
Yes. I was calling because they told me I had to make like a 2-minute video or something for Google. And then they called me and told me, they didn't call me. They texted me and let me know everything. I've been verified. So I'm trying to figure out where we at. Am I verified? Am I ready to start getting leads or what?
Okay, perfect. Let me go ahead and find the account. Okay, perfect. I found the account here. It looks like you did. It looks like you did just start a few days ago, actually. Let's go ahead and confirm what's going on.
Okay.
And that's Handyman's Carpentry. Okay. Perfect.
Yeah, Handyman's Carpentry. And then I want to change my car. Is a way? Who do I need to talk to about that? Like on one of my cars. It's got the owner, which is me, and the other one, it's got partner. I want to change it to assistant.
Okay, I do apologize. It's a little hard for me to hear you. Do you have me on speaker by any chance?
No. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, a little bit better. I'm very, very sorry here. Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
So to answer your first question in regards to the verification, it does appear that Google is requesting a video verification to be complete. The video verification, again, as you stated, it shouldn't take more than 2 minutes. Typically, what Google wants to see is information that you hold. They want to see maybe tools that you're using, if you have maybe a business card, right, and a vehicle to get you to the actual location where you'll be working, right? So in other words, it's just Google trying to verify that your business is capable of handling new business. Now, I'm going to make sure that you have access to the Google Business Profile. And then I'll show you how to get started on the video verification.
All right.
We would recommend that you definitely do the video verification, let's say, from home. That would be the best option for you. Now, give me 1 second. Okay, the email that I have here is from iCloud. Now, normally with Google, it does have to be a Gmail. Do you have a Gmail by any chance?
No, I don't have a Gmail. My wife has a Gmail. I don't have an iPhone, so everything's iCloud.
Yeah, no, definitely, I understand. So when it comes
to... Can you get it to my wife?
Yes, I could definitely send it to your wife. Let me go ahead and see. I'm going to send you a quick text. Just going to say hello, this is Ivan. So I'm just going to send you a text. It's going to say hello, this is Ivan with Local Splash. And go ahead and send me your wife's email, and I'll go ahead and send you the invitation, okay?
Okay.
Now, the issue with that is that the email that we sent out, the invitation, is going to be on her device, right?
Right.
Okay. Now, if you ever need to log into your Google Business Profile, you're going to have to use basically her email until you make another one that we can add later on, right?
Okay.
So when it comes to the video verification, I believe you're going to have to do it on her phone, but I'll explain to you how to do it, okay?
Okay.
All right. Awesome. Just let me know when you send that text.
I can text on your phone.
Okay, I did that.
Okay, perfect. Give me 1 second here. Shouldn't take too long for me to get.
It will be a dash after Victoria.
No, it's Victoria Copeland 67. I don't know.
Now, on there, it's Victoria. Did you get it yet?
Yes, I have it here.
All right, it's Victoria Copeland. It's no dash. It's just a Victoria Copeland 67 at gmail.com. Yeah, it's one whole
okay,
word.
So it doesn't have and, is that correct? So just Victoria Copeland 67?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, at gmail.com.
At gmail.com. Okay, perfect. Let me go ahead and send it out to you. Perfect. So I just took out the and part. So if it's all right from there, you should get it fairly quick. it should have my name, Ivan, on there as well.
Okay, see, this is on your laptop. Yeah, she's going to get her laptop.
Okay.
And then,
it would be highly recommended to do the video on your phone because it has a camera. It's definitely more handy.
Okay. Now I want to ask another question. On my card, you sent me an email on my card. I want on the other one where I got partner, I want you to put assistant. Is that possible?
Okay. Are you talking about the business cards or is there?
Yeah, the business card.
The business card. Okay.
Yeah. There's two up. One of them is me, Kevin Copeland, owner, and then the other one. It's Paul Trujillo. It says partner, but I want to put assistant as a partner.
Okay, give me 1 second. So assistant. And who would the assistant be, if I may ask?
Paul Trujillo.
Paul, okay, perfect. Give me 1 second here.
Are you going to get physical cards?
Am I going to get physical cards or not?
No, there won't be physical cards.
Okay.
But you are going to be designing it, basically. As you can tell, we can continue to make changes here. Okay, I was trying to see if I can get a copy. Okay, there we go. I see it here. And the phone number, basically everything stays the same, right? But just
yeah.
It's going to be switching to
assistant.
To assistant. Okay, perfect.
So in order to get into my account, I'm going to have to use my wife's phone?
To the Google Business Profile, yes, because that's the only one that has access to it right now. But down the line, if you do make a Gmail, we could definitely make sure to make you owner as well.
I'm already
in my email. Did you see it?
No.
She hasn't seen what she sent there yet.
She hasn't seen it. Okay, could you check maybe the spam section?
Okay, the spam section.
Oh, okay.
No.
VICTORIACOPELAND?
LAND?
Yeah.
VICTORIACOPELAND 67.
Okay, perfect. Let me go ahead and just cancel.
I'm sorry if I spelled it wrong.
Oh, it's okay. Don't worry. We will make sure to have it right this time, hopefully. If not, we'll just re-verify.
Yeah, it's the Victoria, except for comma, VictoriaCopeland67@gmail.com.
Perfect. I found one that has a person with a red T-shirt on. Would that be it?
Yeah, that's me. That's me.
Beautiful. Give me 1 second here.
Here you go.
Perfect. So it should be, it definitely should be the right one this time. Thank you so much for your patience on that. So you should get the email shortly. Again, if it doesn't appear on your regular message, it might show as spam.
Ivan?
That's correct.
Okay. You got it right here.
All right. Awesome. So from there, it's just going to ask you to accept the invitation, okay?
Okay.
Okay, we accept it.
Perfect.
And then accept again.
Then it says, become a manager of Handyman Carpentry. So
that's correct.
She's it again?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Okay, so now she's in it.
Yeah, normally it's going to take you right away to the Google Business Profile. Did it do that? It should show a message that says your business is not visible to customers?
Yes.
Yeah.
I see that.
Okay, that's where it's at. Perfect. So normally what we want you to do is get to this part, but on your phone, okay? If you're using your laptop, it's okay for right now. But but because Google's going to ask you to record something, it's going to be best to do it on your actual cell phone, okay?
Okay.
Perfect. Well, so as you can tell, it shows that your business is not visible to customers. And this is where you'll start the verification process. For example, if you see on the screen, there's a little red triangle, and then next to it, it says Google requires additional info to verify the perfect. And then on there, it says get verified, right?
Yes.
Okay.
I'll press it, yes.
So what you can do is you can go ahead. Right now, it's okay to press. That way we can show you what is going to happen. It's going to ask you for permission to start recording, right? So right now, I guess you could say it's pretty safe, okay? Now,
yes.
So you're going to go ahead and click on that button once you're ready. and it's going to ask you to go ahead and type in your address, okay?
Okay.
Again, we're just going to do the first few steps, and then from there, I will hopefully get to jump over to your phone whenever you're ready, of course.
Yes, because I'm not ready to do that the tape yet.
Yes, sir. You said
you need all of my you want me to take the video with my tools and by truck?
That's correct. So I'll explain a little bit more because it does depend on Google what we're going to request. It's going to show on here where we're at right now, right? So when she puts the address, it's going to go. She's going to press next, and it's going to say select a way to get verified, right? And it's going to say
Right now it says business video.
Perfect. So go ahead and make sure the business video is highlighted, and then just press next.
Okay.
Once you press next, there should be a list that comes up. It's going to say record your business details, right?
Yes. Show surroundings and show business name printed. Yes.
Perfect. So I don't have a business name printed.
It's perfectly fine.
Okay.
Yeah, you can pick.
Yeah, so it's perfectly fine since the address is private. It's not gonna need any kind of signage. I'm sorry. So what you're gonna do is just simply start recording. Let's say the street, right? You're gonna do a quick little record of the street. Then as you walk towards your home, right, you're just gonna record your vehicle. And then if you do have maybe a business card, right, definitely show it. After that, it's gonna show you to show some of your equipment, right? So I believe it might take you longer to set everything up, right? But again, the video itself shouldn't last any longer than 2 minutes. Those are the ones that are getting verified right away, okay?
Okay.
Awesome.
You don't have an office tent. You could use from the truck, and then you could put
I don't have nothing on my truck with my business name on it.
It's perfectly fine. Basically, what they want to know is just make sure you have a vehicle to get where the jobs might be, right? But if you have something that you can put, it won't hurt, right? I believe they might ask you to maybe turn on the vehicle to see if it works, right? But I think that's the most I've ever seen them ask for when it comes to the vehicle.
That's because it's going to be mobile.
Do I have to say, this is Kevin Handyman Carpentry.
I'll help you.
I would recommend not to say anything, and just to make sure that you don't record anybody's face on there, right? So just mainly the information that they're asking for, they shouldn't require any talking. So just try to go ahead and do the recording. Once you're done with the recording, actually, Google will tell you if it was successful, and they'll basically let you know it will be live within the next 5 days.
Okay.
Now, so this is basically how you get there, okay? You're going to do the same steps on your phone, and when you're ready, you're just going to press next, and then it's going to ask you to start recording. Just make sure that you do provide Google with permission, because it's going to ask you permission for the actual camera, okay?
Okay, now I ask you a question.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
I live in an apartment building, right?
Yes, sir.
So the street address, the street name is in the front. I live in the back. Should I start in the front and then drive to the back or what?
No. So that's actually a good question. Typically, I would recommend just to do it from where you normally park, right? And just do it from there, right? I don't think it's not going to ask you to record your home, right? It's just going to record that information. And this is only for Google's eyes. It's not going to go onto, let's say, Google Maps. It's only just to verify your business. As a matter of fact, I won't even be able to see the video myself.
Good.
All right. Awesome. So, again, this is basically the steps, right? Once you're ready, you just press next, and it's going to ask you to start recording.
Okay. And then after I do that, do I call you guys or what? Or I just wait or what?
You can. You could give us a call. Just let us know you did the video, or you can also text us, and we should be able to confirm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. And then after that, I have to wait, you say, approximately 5 days, and I'll start getting – these or what?
Approximately within 5 days is when you start to be seen on Google Maps right after the video verification is done and everything went well. From there, we do expect for clients to make it easier for clients to find you. Typically, to see the best results, I would say they come within the first 30 to 60 days. That definitely is, I would say, the best time frame. But to be honest, the sooner we get everything done, the sooner you'll see those results, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to ask a question, too. Do you see the pictures that I sent? I sent pictures. He said they were going to edit them and put them on my Facebook.
Okay, let's go ahead and double check here.
No, not a Facebook, it's a Google account. It's right there. What are you looking at?
Okay. I do see photos. We actually have quite a bit. We received some on the 24th, it looks like. Also, I seen some on the 26th, so just, I believe, yesterday. There are quite a bit of photos that we received. There's actually quite a bit, and we thank you for that. The more, the better. Now, it sounds like you do definitely have maybe a mindset that you want to maybe have a closer look at your accounts. Has anybody told you about the client dashboard yet? Or the local splash app, if I may ask?
No.
Okay. So we have two different things for our clients. For example, we have the local splash app that allows you to answer phone calls, even return calls, answer messages, right? We also have something that's called the client dashboard. The client dashboard is going to have all your information, and only you and local splash have access to this information, right? Now, whichever you prefer to use, the local splash app or the client dashboard, you're going to be able to upload the images that you want. You'll also be able to see the images that we currently have. And the reason I bring this up is because there are times where clients, they want to delete old photos, right, that they might have uploaded. So we want to make sure that you're able to manage everything. I personally recommend to log into the client dashboard because you get to see everything on your home screen, right? Now, again, if you need us to help you log into your client dashboard, I could definitely do so. It might be a little bit useful for you to be able to manage those photos, right? And, again, the reason I say that is because some people, they do regret adding certain photos, and when they want to call in on the weekends, we're not available. But you're able to log in 24/7, basically, to this account, okay?
Okay.
Awesome. So I'm just sending you another email for today. It's gonna be going to your email, the iCloud, and it's going to have your credentials to log into the client dashboard. It's going to be titled Login Credentials to Your Advanced Reporting, and you can use your phone, your laptop, computer. You can use any of those to log in. And, again, this is basically a platform that's going to help manage your account.
Okay.
Okay, perfect. So in the future, if you need us to walk you through that, there's no problem. You could call us or text us, and we can even set up an appointment if it's best, basically just to fit our schedule.
So whenever you change the make your own Gmail, you call them to switch it, or you're able to switch it from yourself?
When I'm ready to get my own Gmail, do I call you guys to switch it, or do I do it myself? How would that work?
We're gonna need to add you right now because it basically takes 7 days after we add somebody to make them owner of it. So that means as soon as you get the Google your email set, we'll go ahead and send you an invitation. We can actually keep, I believe it was Victoria, I'm sorry, we can keep Victoria on there as well. It wouldn't be an issue.
Yeah.
And that's that simple, basically, right? As soon as it's ready, you could text it in, say, hey, add this email to my Google Business profile, for example, right? Or you could call, whichever you prefer.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, sir. You were very helpful. I got the login access dashboard. I got that, too.
Awesome, awesome. So, again, if you have questions, please don't hesitate to call. If you prefer text messages, we accept those as well.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, man.
You're welcome. I hope you have a good weekend. Bye-bye.
You too. Thanks.